It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. I am sitting across from Jackson Landers, a local here in town, and a journalist and now a filmmaker. You are the other half of the team behind Charlottesville Our Streets. I spoke to Brian yesterday. Charlottesville Our Streets screens tomorrow, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. at the Paramount Theater. Let's start with, how's it all going?
Amazingly well.
Yeah.
I feel so good about this movie. I'm so delighted to share it with people. It's the weird thing is, at no point, once we started this process, once we started making this film, at every point I felt like we're right where we need to be. I never felt like we're not going to, I mean, I, you know, worried, but I never felt like we were behind where we needed to be. And today we're right where we want to be. The film is ready for people to see. The response has been so positive from the people who've, you know, the reviewers and the few people who've watched the film. The response has been so positive that, yeah, I think this is right where we want to be now.
So the film Charlottesville Our Streets is a documentary, because we don't have really anything else to call it.
It's a documentary, yeah.
About Charlottesville. And I mean, specifically about Charlottesville, the events of August 12th. Brian was out there with his camera filming what was going on. But you've also interviewed people who were there that day, and people, to borrow the vernacular of our president, on all sides. Protesters, counter-protesters, people here in town who are defending our streets, some of the people, some of the militia who were there. How, as a journalist, how did that inform you approaching the people and turning this, because you normally, you know, you write for what we still call newspapers.
My main gig, I mean, I do write for newspapers, but for the last, you know, 2 years, my main gig has been Smithsonian Magazine, actually.
Right.
So
right.
Science and history, you know, it's an art.
Yeah. Yeah, and how do you translate that into journalism for film, or do you find it was an easy transition?
I found it was an easy transition. You know, I've for years, you know, writing books, writing long form magazine articles, writing short news things, writing for Smithsonian, and doing a little bit of like TV production and development. I tell true stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a toolkit for figuring out what the truth is, and humanizing that into something that people want to read, it's a very similar skill set. You know, whether I'm writing, you know, an article about de-extinction of woolly mammoths for the Washington Post, or writing about a heroin addict overdosing in Charlottesville, or making this film, you know, there's a process that you develop of, you know, first of all, I know what it's like to give interviews. Before I became a journalist, I was briefly famous for a lot of different things, books I was writing and things that were that I'd been through. There's a whole feature film about me called Close to the Bone. So I know what it's like to be that person on the other side of the camera and to be interviewed. And that's informed the way that I interview people. So I'm accustomed to interviewing a lot of people. And, you know, as a science, doing, you know, science writing for years as a journalist, you know, you look at I would get a scientific paper and I have to determine, you know, is this reality. So I read the paper and I interview, you know, the scientists who are part of that. But then I also, there's the stuff that you don't see. I'll go and find other people in that discipline and interview them for interviews I may not even use on the record. You know, I may not even print, just to make sure, is this guy, is just an outlier? Does the scientist mm-hmm. have any idea what they're talking about? And you read other scientific papers. And then sometimes I'd go to my editor and say, this is junk science. We can't run this. You know, or I'd write an article saying this is junk science. And if you have and the same thing when I write about history. I've done a lot of history writing for the Smithsonian Institution, and I've lectured there. And if you have a process for determining the truth and making it into something interesting to people, you know, that's, you find that in history, you find that in science, you find that in journalism, and apparently in documentary filmmaking, these things all have something in common. So what I wasn't as familiar with is, like, you know, I don't know how to, or I didn't know how, when we went into this, you know, how do you choose which cameras you're going to use?
Right.
You know, what's your workflow process for organizing an editing team? You know, what's the best way to set up lighting for interviews in different cases and setting up sound? Those are things I didn't know. But the fundamental idea of taking truth and turning it into something interesting and useful, I knew how to do that, and it's been a consistent process.
And who approached whom when it came to this idea of making a film, Charlottesville Our Streets?
I had the idea, I think it was like the Monday or the Tuesday after the 12th. And it was a good friend of mine, Salah Baloch, who did some videography for this film. Mm-hmm. He was just interviewing people just to get stuff on the record. He thought, oh, this might be important someday. He didn't have a film in mind. He just thought someday someone might want to see these. And he interviewed me, and afterwards I was like, wait a minute, you know, maybe I should do a whole bunch of these interviews. And I realized that so many people were out there on the day with cameras, you know, and cell phones. There were cameras everywhere. I thought, there's probably a complete documentary film hiding in a bunch of SD cards and hard drives. And what, you know, we just need to edit it. We just need to, you know, go get it, crowdsource it, and put it together. And from the moment I first had the idea to this actually happen, it was like an hour. Within an hour, I'd found that one cinematographer had a lead on an editor, people telling me Brian Weimer's the guy you want to work with as a director. Absolutely. I had most of the funding secured. Like 15 minutes later, I went and had a beer with someone who said, like, I'll find the money for you. This is great. And I ran into John Kelly, who, of course, does PR for the film festival. And
that's
said,
right.
I got this crazy idea. I said, John, I know your schedule's already set. It's a few months away. I've never made a film before. This is insane. But I want to make this film happen, and do you think that the festival could maybe make room for us? And so he said, well, this sounds like a great idea. I like it. Let me talk to some people. And, you know, he and then Brian Weimer talked to Wesley here, and the film festival. You all have been so wonderful letting us. I mean, what we tried to do was completely insane, right? The idea, we're going to make a feature film about anything, and complete it in 2 months. Especially when I've never made a film before. I just, the trust that you had in me, it's just I'm flattered, and I'm so grateful because, you know, having that deadline made sure it happened. Most independent documentaries never get finished because there's nothing. But once we'd announced it and we said we're going to do this to the whole world, it's like it'd be horribly humiliating if we didn't finish it. So that was how it happened. I had the idea first and took it to Brian, who was so enthusiastic about it, and this would not have happened without him. I mean, there aren't many. He's a great director. In many respects, a good guy to get along with. We haven't had one single fight this whole time. We haven't had an argument. It's just we just divide up our work, and we've been on the same page. And this is here because of him. Without him, it wouldn't have happened.
The film Charlottesville, Our Sweet Screech Sun, screens Sunday 4:30, the Paramount Theater. So, we can spend all day talking about what it means to be in Charlottesville now, from a town that, you know, I think you grew up here. We both.
I've been here for 25 years, since I was 13. Yeah.
Right, I've been here for 26 years, raised my family here. You know, spent years telling people, no, we're not Charlotte.
Yeah.
No, we're not Charleston. Now everybody thinks they know Charlottesville. It's become a hashtag. It's become a meme. And it means different things to different people outside of the town. Have you found in your travels having to explain what hashtag Charlottesville, what August 12th was all about? And is that one of the goals of this film, to show what really happened?
Yes, absolutely. Now, of course, one thing that, you know, is, your question, you know, kind of implies, you know, also, what's Charlottesville really about as a town? And this film doesn't explain that. So, you know, it's a piece of journalism about, you know, with human beings and with stories, and it's, you know, it's also a movie, but it's a piece of journalism that doesn't talk about what we're all about, and that somebody should make that film.
Yeah.
But yeah, everywhere I go, and I do travel a lot, people out, and they hear I'm from Charlottesville. Sometimes they're just like, you know, I present my idea to buy beer in some other city, and someone's like, oh my God, Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And so I talk about it, and, you know, I don't mind talking about it. I don't mind explaining. And when I do talk about it, I always try to at some point say, let me tell you what this town is really like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions. Like, there are people who think that Charlottesville is full of neo-Nazis. They don't realize, you know, I've only been able to substantiate less than half a dozen people from Charlottesville and Albemarle who were on the alt-right side of the rally. And, you know, this was an invasion. This was something that was inflicted on us. It isn't something that, you know, grew out of, you know, white supremacy in Charlottesville, per se. This is something that came from outside. And people can make some very reasoned arguments about white supremacy being ingrained in culture. And, yes, I understand that there are people of color who live in Charlottesville have had difficulties in their lives baked in, you know, since forever here. But, I mean, as a political thing of neo-Nazis, they came here. And that's something I always try to explain, that's not who we are.
It is amazing that you guys put together this film so quickly. I remember speaking to you and Brian at the at the presser, the film festival presser that they had at the Jefferson like a month ago. And you're there.
Yeah,
we're getting some wine and then food, but we're going right back to the editing bay.
We did,
And we're working on this puppy. So it's done. It's screening tomorrow. Charlottesville, Our Street, Sunday at 4:30 at the Paramount, which is a big deal. I mean,
yeah, it's the biggest theater in Charlottesville.
The biggest theater in Charlottesville.
Yeah, and it sold out. And yeah. I've already been, I mean, people are asking me to take the film to other cities already.
That was my next question.
Yeah, so I mean, we hadn't really planned for that. We've been so focused on just delivering the film for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's a discussion that Brian and I and other people involved in the film will have. Our inclination has been, rather than kind of, oh, can we take it to Cannes? Can we take it to South by Southwest? And
sure.
Then you have to kind of sit on it. People want to see this movie now. So I'm kind of inclined to, you know, pass on that stuff. And if there's a university or a community that says we want to screen the film, and you know, the idea is we want to take the film around and have, you know, me and, well, maybe other people involved with the film if they're willing to do it, but come along and speak and mm-hmm. do a talk back afterwards. So we're ready to go. I mean, I just got invited to take the film to several universities in Berlin, actually.
Wow.
So it's like, and then, you know, the same person said, you know, I can hook you up with something in Austria. So it's like, okay, now there's a European tour coming together. Like, already I'm not even trying. So no, there's just incredible demand. Everybody, people all over the world are asking to see this film. So I just want to start barnstorming with it.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you in all honesty, it's the first set of tickets I bought. This is the film I've been most looking forward to seeing, because you know what, we need to see this and we need to tell this story over and over again and in the hands of the right people. The film Charlottesville, Our Street screens tomorrow, Sunday, 4:30 at the Paramount. Brian Weimer and Jackson Landers will be there afterwards, after the screening of the film, to talk. They should definitely come see the film. But as you said, if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about the film after tomorrow's screening, what's the best way to do that?
For someone who just wants to be made aware of future screenings, you can follow you look for Charlottesville, Our Streets on Facebook, and you follow that, and that'll be a place to check in about screenings.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone who's part of an organization where you'd like to bring the film in, and you know, you can email me at jack.landers@gmail.com, you know, or message the film site on Facebook. You find me on Twitter at Jackson J. Landers.
Thank you very much. I know this is, you told me before we started recording, it's been a busy few days for you, just running around talking to people.
It's a great problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. I appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the film. Tomorrow, Sunday, 4:30 p.m., the Paramount Theater, Charlottesville, Our Streets, with director Brian Weimer and writer Jackson Landers. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.